Good morning, Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life. It is a Tuesday morning, and yes, the Michigan Wolverines. How about that? They get it done. LSU was absolutely on fire. Tough shot after tough shot in the first half. Michigan, though, with the performance of Eli Brooks, the senior, and Sean D. Brown, both scoring 21, and Franz Wagner having a much better second half than first, and obviously Hunter Dickinson having a part of it, and guys just doing their part. Other guys, Brandon Johns, Terrence Williams, Austin Davis, just getting it done. Michigan basketball survives and advances. They beat the 8th seed LSU, who, look, I really was worried about this game coming in, and me and Tyler Hayward will talk about it a lot on TWTS, and this is more of a pregame for that. We're going to talk about a couple different things in this tournament. It makes it exciting to watch because, look, number one, I'm just excited we have the tournament. I mean, I'm very thankful that we have an NCAA March Madness tournament. But besides the fact that the team I'm rooting for is winning, look, it's just nice to see. It's nice to see this thing take place. It brings us back to some normalcy. And, yeah, sure, I can gloat a little bit. Michigan's winning, so that makes it that much more special. But really, when you look at the upsets, Loyola beating Illinois, nothing personal there, by the way, Illinois fans. Look, I thought Illinois, I had Illinois making the Final Four, by the way. So, not thrilled about that. I picked against Loyola, obviously. Loyola, I wouldn't even say shocks the world at this point anymore. They have done this. They've already been to the Final Four. Michigan, us Michigan fans know this. We had to play these guys. So, look, this tournament's been great. UCLA is coming into their own. They're in the Sweet 16, 3 wins in 5 days for them as they took on Sparty in the playing game and won. And a really, really tough game, overtime win. And then they beat up on BYU and then Abilene Christian. So, you know, they're a team to look out for right now. And I'll tell you what, Alabama's got to be looking at them going, oh, this isn't going to be just a cakewalk. Those two games to get to the Elite Eight, the Michigan-Florida State game, Alabama-UCLA is going to be really fun. It's going to be really fun. Alabama gets up and down. UCLA is playing really good right now. The Pac-12, I mean, look, I don't know what's going on here, guys, but the Pac-12 is just on fire. 4 teams in the Sweet 16. They could have 5, but obviously, Florida State beat up on Colorado. Colorado would have been the 5th team in. You've got 2 California teams, 2 Oregon teams right now. You've got Oregon, Oregon State. You've got USC, UCLA. USC and Oregon play each other. I mean, this tournament is absolutely unreal. I mean, it really is. I mean, you know for a fact, just because of the way it's out, there's going to be a Pac-12 team in the Elite Eight. And look, I did not even think there was a chance. I mean, I really didn't. I didn't think there was a team. Look, USC maybe. USC coming into the year with Mobley, a lot of hype. Maybe them. But other than that, I mean, I just didn't see it. And I watch a little bit of Pac-12 basketball, and I've watched the games, and I just kind of, you know, look, I think we're all kind of fooled. I'm going to get into this later on the show, on the solo show, and I'll really hit it later with Tyler on Trouble with the Snap. Look, man, I think we're a little fooled by the Big Ten. I think it's a brutal conference. It's physical. It's tough road games. Even without fans, it's tough road games, tough environments, gritty conference. But once they get into an open court situation, where what I mean a neutral court, open court, where it's mano versus mano, my talent versus your talent, we are subpar. I mean, we are subpar. It is not even funny. And I don't want to talk. This is not even upsets. When it happens over and over and over, there's a proof there that the Big Ten is just not all that. And I'm going to talk a lot about that on the show today and why it's not. I don't want to cover it too much on this solo show. This is to get you ready. Look, I've had so many messages today. It's so funny. Michigan State fans are just, they are so mad that Michigan won. And it's like, I always talk about this because this rivalry is so much fun for me. And I had to make a friendly post today early on just to for the Spartans to wake up to. I don't think they're realizing how good Michigan basketball is. Like wake up, your neighbor has a really nice house. You know, like, well, wake up, your neighbor's yard looks really good. It used to look like crap, They've done a really good job with landscaping. And this is how Michigan basketball is. If you look at, I made a post earlier, and I said, since 2011, Michigan's had four more NCAA tournament wins than Michigan State. Not many people would think that. If I said, oh, yeah, the last 10 years, Michigan's won way more games than Michigan State in the NCAA tournament. People would be like, are you high? Like, are you on drugs, Jeremy? Are you on drugs? And it's because Michigan State, when you look at them, it's just like we're fooled by the Big Ten. We're fooled by that regular season stuff. Where Michigan State, you know, the X amount of Big Ten regular championships, the Big Ten tournament. Hey, we have the most Big Ten tournament championships, which really nobody cares. It's nice to have. Like, it's great. Like, if you can put it in your trophy case. I don't know how much it helps for recruiting. It matters. It's banners. And it's culture. It helps your program. There's nothing wrong with winning conference championships. I mean, Michigan won this year. It was exciting for them to win a regular season championship. It just doesn't happen very often. And, you know, look, I just think that Michigan has been really good. And they haven't been great. Because greatness is winning the championship. You know, that's winning multiple championships. That's multiple Final Fours. And then since 2011, they've been to the Final Four twice. They were in the Elite Eight in 2014. They've been to four straight Sweet 16. So they've been really good. I mean, this is not like, oh gosh, they're great, but let's not deflect from the fact that this is a really good basketball program now. This is not the same basketball program that was being led by Tommy Amaker after a scandal. This is not the same basketball program that was at the end of the Steve Fisher ride where it was getting ugly and it was a wild, wild west and we knew everybody was getting paid. And the thing was about to fall apart and crash and burn. And then Michigan State said, thank you, we'll pick up the pieces and run with this. This is a different time. The last 10 years under John Beilein, heading into now Juwan Howard, Michigan basketball has been multiple times as good or better than Michigan State. I mean, it's just right there in front of you. The facts are the facts. They have 21 wins in the NCAA tournament. They've been to the same amount of Final Fours. They've been to two more national championship games. So, look, I mean, it's just facts, guys. Michigan's basketball success in March, you know, this whole January, February Izzo thing is kind of a joke. I mean, if you really want to think about it, like, really? Like, has he really, really been that great in March? Like, they haven't won a national championship. They've been to two Final Fours in 10 years. So, Michigan's been better. And it's, like, laughable to me. So, look, you can hate on Michigan all you want. The bottom line is this rivalry is great. Both programs are very good in their own ways. Michigan State has just been such a staple in the state of Michigan with success. But bottom line, this is a great basketball rivalry because you've got Michigan winning. And that's what I would, you know, we'll talk about this more today, later. But I had to get that out of the way because, you know, it blows me away with these fans. The things that they say, and the people who are quote-unquote professionals, writers, radio people, they have no clue. They're clueless. And this has been going on for a while. You know, just the other day, Derek Walton was a three-pointer away from going to the Elite Eight. They lost to Oregon. You know, a rimming in-and-out three to beat Oregon. You know, a Harrison twin doesn't hit a three in 2014. That's back-to-back Final Fours for Michigan, possibly. You know, this program, when they're not even winning, they're right there. I mean, they're right there. You know, just a couple of years ago when we had the tournament, you know, they're right against Texas Tech. That's the team who gets to the end. They get blown up, but they're in the Sweet 16. I mean, there they are. You know, they're fighting against Sparty to win the Big Ten at the end. This program's been great. And Juwan Howard, look, man, you guys aren't going to like it, especially Spartan fans, but in 2 years, in a weird year of a pandemic this year, and then the way the year ended last year, and you look at Michigan not having, you know, they have three games less than Michigan State total in the last 2 years, they've got four more wins. You know, Michigan's got 41 wins the last 2 years. Michigan State is, was it 37? I mean, look, guys, 2-2 in the games. So it's like you can go through all these things, but the fact is very simple. Michigan, again, has been better than Michigan State multiple times in the last 10 years. Multiple times. And that just, and I want to give Michigan State credit when I say it this way, because I am celebrating it because Michigan State has been like the face of the league a lot. Like that's credit to you as a Michigan State people that I would even bring this up. Like this is a fact is I'm bringing this up because Michigan State's just been that good. So that's not a knock on Michigan State. That's actually a respect level. Like we've won more than you guys have. Who you guys are a great program. You know, we want respect. So look, I still see more Michigan football talk with all the talking heads around here. So I just really think that we're at the point now where this is a basketball program and a basketball university who's had good success, and football just needs to find a way. So, look, we're going to talk a lot about a lot of this stuff today. Tyler's not going to be happy with me today. He's going to be very... I can see myself getting cut off a lot today and interrupted. But this is just something that is great for our state, by the way. This is not me degrading Michigan State because they always think we're degrading them. I'm degrading Michigan State because I said we have more wins than them. No, I'm just stating facts. But look, this is really good. This is good stuff for this state, a state that has terrible professional teams, and a state that hasn't won anything, and it seems like a while. And the only thing we can hold our hat on is, yes, Final Four trips, conference championships, because we're definitely not winning any pro championships, and we're definitely not winning any national championships anytime soon, unless Michigan basketball can just somehow again find a way to get it done and win four more games. But look, this good rivalry we have, I think it will strengthen both teams. And I think it will allow both teams to maybe make runs over and over because they know we got to compete against those other guys. And those other guys are right down the road. So I think it's great. Michigan, number one recruiting class. Next year, Michigan State's right there in recruiting. So I'm pumped, man. I am pumped for this in-state rivalry in basketball. So we're going to talk about that today on the show. And obviously, we'll break down LSU-Michigan. What a great game. Again, Shondre Brown and Eli Brooks were fantastic. Two seniors that step up in the big moment and give them all the credit. Give all the players all the credit. But again, you got to give credit where credit's due. And Juwan Howard and that staff has just been fantastic. So, look, it is it's coming down, man, to the end. And we'll see what happens the rest of this tournament. It's been a lot of fun. But, hey, thanks for tuning in. Life of Ball Podcast. We give your game life. Tune in on Spotify, Apple. You can follow us there with Trouble with the Snap as well. If you look at my Facebook, JFileWab, you can read the post that I post about with Michigan State, Michigan. It's very interesting, I think. So thanks again for tuning in. Life and Ball Podcasts, we out.